Hey, Gone Wild Audio Backstage. This is Swirl Girl, and I am answering Cardlin's 15 questions about recording. Number one, why do you record? I record because it's fun. It's an outlet for me. I get to act. I get to say dirty things. I get to be all kinds of different characters when I record. I'm a huge freaking attention whore, and so I like the attention that I get. Mostly, it's just I like the outlet. I like that I get to be sexual and I get to be sexy, because I don't often feel very sexy sometimes, and so this gives me a place to do that. Yeah, so that's why I record. What brought you to these subreddits? Oh, goodness, I found Gone Wild Audio many years ago. Many, like 3 years ago. Oh, Jesus. I think it's because I had discovered the Jackpot series by that one chick with the hypnosis, hands-free orgasm, and I kind of got interested in audio porn through that. Found GWA, and then now I post on Audio Sexual and Pillow Talk Audio. Oh, let's see. What started you recording? I listened to a couple of things and I was just like, hey, I could do that. That sounds like fun. And I posted like 100 to 1 and I got some good feedback on it. And so I just kept posting. And yeah. What do I record with? Sometimes I just record with my phone, and sometimes I'll record like I am right now on my laptop, and I use Audacity and my little headset. I don't even know what kind of headset it is, but it seems to work. But yeah, sometimes it's just on my phone, especially if it's every once in a while I just get kind of overtaken by inspiration, and I'll just whip out my phone and record something and post it. So that leads me into number 5. Do you do any post editing? Very little. Very little. I try to be as natural as possible. I will say if I'm working from a script, there's probably more editing because sometimes I'll stumble over words or something like that. I just posted a DDLG post a little bit ago, and the only editing I did with that one is I had to remove a part where I said my fingers instead of your fingers or something like that. You can also hear in that audio, my phone makes a noise because I received a kick message. I tried to edit it out, but I couldn't isolate it enough to do that. So I'll edit out, like, either really stupid mistakes or weird noises. Sometimes I'll, like, hit my headset or, you know, breathe on the mic, and so I edit out that sort of thing. Number 6, are there any pre-recording rituals that you need to do first? Nope. Like I said, most of the time I don't want to say, like, literally, but I'm, like, inspired, and I'm like, ooh, I want to post something. Like this DDLG post that I just did, been wanting to do it since about Thursday, and just found the time tonight. It's inspired because a customer bought me a Hitachi. Yeah. And I was like, forced orgasms. That's the first thing I thought when I was, you know, kind of messing around with it. And I wanted to do DDLG, forced orgasms, because that just seemed like fun. So, but no rituals, anything like that. Just turn on the old laptop or just pull out my phone and just start recording. What is your favorite recording you've done? I would have to say it's probably my most popular, and it's my favorite for a lot of reasons, but the cheerleader and the nerd boy, the first one. One, just because it was so popular. Two, it is what brought me and my daddy together because he really loved it. And yeah, I don't know. I think that one just kind of like, excuse me. That one was, I guess it was kind of the first time I really created characters and was really acting, and it was just a lot of fun. And so, yeah, I think that one's my favorite. What is your favorite recording someone else has done? I would say there are no favorite public ones. My favorite audios are the private ones that I receive from people. So, yeah. Does anyone in your life outside of Reddit know what you record and who? My husband does. He doesn't listen to them, but he knows what I do. My ex-girlfriend does. And then my current BFF, he knows what I do. He is a gay man, so he doesn't listen to my stuff either, because it would make him really uncomfortable. But he is aware of what I do. But other than that, no. I gotta keep it on the DL, I guess, because of my profession and stuff. Number 10. What is the story behind your username? Well, after I had to kill off my previous username, poor throw this away that way, which, by the way, as I have said before, was the worst username ever. First of all, it's a pain in the ass to type. And then secondly, it's just too damn long and it got cut off. But I had to come up with a new username, so I went with Swirl Girl. Swirl is a nickname from college, and it was given to me because I was down with the swirl in college. I had some, oh, how do I put this? I had a lot of sex with black men, and I'm a white girl, and so, yeah. My friends told me that I was down with the swirl. So when I very start for oh, excuse me, when I very first started chatting on IRC back in the early 90s, Swirl was the name that I used. And so when I was trying to think of a new name to use on Reddit, Swirl just made a lot of sense because that's the name I used when I discovered things like having cyber sex and talking dirty to people on the internet and things like that. So, Swirl was just very appropriate. And I think it's cute, and I like that Swirl Girl rhymes. And Swirl lends itself to some cute nicknames too, so it's a good one. Better than throw this away that way, because that one was pretty terrible. All right. Number 11. If you could improve or change anything about your voice, what would it be? The only thing, probably not about my voice, but just about me, is I would like to be able to sing. But unfortunately, I cannot. So yeah. My voice? No. I like my voice. And, you know I've posted about this before, and a lot of people are like, oh my god, I hate listening to my voice when I record. I don't. I kind of like how I sound. Isn't that terrible? I don't know. So I wouldn't change anything about it. What is your dream role in voice? If you were to be known for something, what would it be? I don't know if I have a dream role. Dream role. No, I really like doing DDLG stuff. I like doing really ditzy. I haven't done like a bimbofication. That's such a funny word. Audio in a long time. I like to do the ditzy cheerleader kind of stuff. Anything that's fun and giggly, I think, is probably what I do best. So that's the most fun for me. I like to, occasionally do some Dommy type stuff, and that's fun too, but the DDLG, especially in the little girl voice, is my favorite. I like the reactions that I get, especially the reactions that I get from some very important people in my life are pretty cool. So yeah. Did I answer the question? I don't think I did, but that's okay. Number 13, whose voice do you admire and or love the most? And it said, public personality only, please. Whose voice do I love the most? I don't know. Let me think about that one. This is me thinking, by the way. I don't know. Public personality. I'm not sure. I could name some private people whose voices I like the most, though. if you could record something with anyone in the world, what would it be? Who would you record it with? Well, I would want to record myself having sex with 808 Seduction. Yeah. So, that's what I would want to do. 15. What's one piece of advice you would give to other recorders? Record what you find sexy. Don't try to force it. Just record what you find sexy. Put yourself in sexy situations, whether they're, you know, actual or imaginary, and then just record. Don't try to do what you think other people will think is sexy. Don't force it. Just record what you think is sexy. And have fun. I mean, above all else, this should be fun. It shouldn't be work. It shouldn't be stressful. I mean, sometimes, and I know that I often have opinions that are kind of contrary. Sometimes I think people take this stuff too seriously. Just keep in mind, you are making dirty audios for people to masturbate to. You know, and keep it fun. Sex, masturbation, all this stuff. It should be fun. So don't take yourself too seriously. Have fun. And just be sexy. Yeah. And let go. Just let go. Sometimes we hold ourselves back because we worry. Like, oh, is somebody else going to think this is hot? Don't worry about that. Just be sexy. Be yourself. Record something you would want to listen to. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that's above all else. Like, what do I think is sexy? And then that's what I record. And, yeah, that's my advice. All right, so there, I answered your 15 questions. That was fun. And I will talk at you later, Gone Wild Audio backstage. I hope you enjoyed listening to me. Have a good day, and hey, Gone Wild Back Audio. Oh my gosh. See, that's one of the things that I would edit out. But I'm not going to. I'm going to leave it in there. So, Gone Wild Audio backstage. Be a good boy or girl. But if you're not, and you choose to be naughty, moan my name when you come. Bye, everybody.